plans to introduce tighter travel restrictions, the counties that have been hardest hit economically by the pandemic, and the sale of the Lizard estate in West Cork are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times and Irish Examiner both lead with the line that ministers will today examine whether to intensify checks on people quarantining at home after travel, with fines under consideration for those found not to be complying with stay-at-home obligations. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports on central bank figures on the counties that have been hardest hit by the pandemic. Kerry, which has a high dependency on tourism, was the county which was worst affected, with an unemployment rate of 25%, compared with 17% in Cork, where more people work in manufacturing. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the story about an unnamed NHS doctor who was turned away from a Ryanair flight from London to Dublin on Saturday, despite having a negative PCR test, which he had done with the NHS. Ronan Smith reports that Ryanair staff insisted that the man needed a private test result to fly and that he was one of nine people turned away from the flight. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with comments made by HSE boss Paul Reid on RTÉ's This Week programme yesterday, in which he said that eight hospitals have reached capacity and that there are only 24 ICU beds available in the system. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on an incident at a checkpoint in Donegal town yesterday afternoon, which resulted in Gardaí chasing a car which failed to pull over when requested, and the arrest and subsequent release of two men and two women. And that paper also reports that Gardaí issued fixed penalty notices to 10 people who were found drinking in an illegal shebeen in an industrial premises in Swords in North County Dublin on Saturday night. The Irish News leads today with political reaction to the Lucid Talk poll carried in the Sunday Times yesterday, which found that 51% of those surveyed would favour a border poll. McGregor's €6 million kicking, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun about Conor McGregor's earnings from his first ever knockout in an MMA fight over the weekend. As for this morning, The Independent is a front page story about a defamation case being taken against the governing body for competitive Irish dancing by five-time world champion 32-year-old Jamie Hodges, who claims that he was blacklisted over false allegations that he sent a sexually explicit video to two girls. The HSE has purchased and distributed almost 50,000 pipes used to take crack cocaine since 2016 as part of the government's harm reduction strategy. That's on the front of the Times, as is a story about the Georgian Society's opposition to the ESB's desire to convert a house on Fitzwilliam Street in Dublin, which previously operated as a museum, into luxury apartments. And finally, The Examiner reports on its front page this morning that the Lizard estate in West Cork has just been sold to US buyers who plan to continue to run it as a boutique hotel for an estimated €3.5 million. The 163-acre estate, which has two period properties with 25 guest bedrooms and a 35-acre lake, was originally put in the market for €7.5 million in 2016. Owned by the Stern family from Switzerland for the past 25 years, Lizard recently hosted a number of Star Wars cast members. Concerts have also been held there over the years, with Nick Cave and Patti Smith amongst those who have stayed and performed at Lizard. And Tommy Barker also reports that at the end of the Cold War, the estate was bought on behalf of the Swiss government as a potential refuge in the event of a Soviet invasion or a nuclear drift coming over the Alps into Switzerland.